When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coming!
Coming! You are listening to Handbags at Dawn, where we rebrand our out-of-control bag spill as intellectually stimulating podcast inspiration. Adding more stuff to our already full bags isn't disorganization, it's simply creative input.
We are the captains of your podcast ship, Charlotte Edmonds and Jessica Johnson.
I'm a TV creative, which means I'm great at making something out of nothing. And I'm a married mum of two, which my husband will tell you means I'm great at making something out of nothing.
Yes!
I'm a writer and journalist, but when my daughter was recently asked to talk about her parents' job at school, she chose daddy's because, in her words, I can't talk about you, mummy, because what do you do?
This is the one where we talk career leaps, air our phobias, and prepare for bouncing babies with a trampolining top dog. Today we are delighted to be joined by a very successful and, dare we say it, bouncy guest. Having worked in sales at the Daily Mail for many years, the arrival of her two children inspired a complete self-reinvention. She launched the very first trampoline park in the UK, Gravity Force, kicking off a new national pastime and triggering a wave of other companies following suit. She now has three parks in operation across England and is about to launch two more at the same time as gracefully growing her third baby, which is due next month. This is the incredibly inspiring Sarah Sims.
Oh, she sounds amazing. I'd love to meet her.
You are very inspiring, Sarah. Welcome to Handbags at Dawn.
Thank you.
And thank you for hosting us here at Gravity Force.
You are welcome.
It's quite staggering how amazing it is here.
I'm pleased you like it.
I'm literally agog.
Sarah, yeah. Can you introduce us to your handbag?
I certainly can. So my handbag is an over-the-shoulder one, which is great when you've got two little ones that you have to hold their hands. It's quite compact. I wouldn't say I carry an awful lot of stuff in here. The essentials, I think, is how I would word it. But we can delve in and see what's in there.
That would be amazing. And yeah? I have to congratulate you on the smallest handbag that we've yet featured.
Lovely.
Very impressive. That's a good edit.
I'm quite excited.
I know what I'm going to find.
So, now pulling out an array of Gravity Force bounce socks.
So many socks.
I mean,
so many socks.
That's amazing.
Talk us through the theory of the bounce socks.
It's to keep you safe while you're bouncing. So everyone that comes to Gravity Force wears the bounce socks because it just gives them extra grip.
This is a great way of actually starting talking about your incredible business. You're always very self-deprecating and understated about your achievements. Just to describe where we are, it's an absolutely humongous warehouse space.
Warehouse, yeah.
That you built from scratch. As a mother, so many women start out businesses from home, from a kitchen table, and you start small and then get big. You had to go big or go home.
That was absolutely right, yeah.
Can you explain whether you were in fact terrified?
Oh yeah, absolutely. When we first came up with the idea, it was something we'd seen in America, which looked amazing. We were actually driving to a wedding in a camper van. I felt like there wasn't a lot for children to do that was indoors, other than the soft play, which they outgrow. So we were trying to think of different ideas of things that kids could do when it was raining. And my husband had seen a YouTube clip of one of the American parks. So I'm like frantically quickly Googling trampoline park, England, there must be something like it. And we realised there was nothing like it. So then we decided that we were going to just go for it, set the business up, sell the house and just throw everything we had into the pot and just sink or swim, basically, along with two little ones at the same time.
It's so amazing. Brave to sell your house and use that finance.
Yeah, I think we kind of viewed it that what's the worst that can happen? It's only money.
Go back to the camper van around the States.
Exactly.
All right, children, doesn't matter.
It's just our house.
Yeah. I like camping.
Liberating, actually.
It was funny, actually, because the week before we opened, we were having this huge discussion about it failing, what we would do if it failed. And we were like, can we just stop a sec? And let's talk positively, because there's no reason why it shouldn't be successful. Kids love trampolines, adults love trampolines. This is something that everyone can enjoy. And touch wood, it's going really well. And now we've opened a couple more. And
you say that in such a casual way.
Yeah.
It's been just rolled out across the country. It's easy.
Yeah, it is really exciting. Fingers crossed the other parks will continue with the success that Camberley had.
The kids must absolutely love it.
No
sort
one
going home after school. Let's go to our massive trampoline park.
The first time I came here, you watch a safety video and it's very thorough. They must look after the kids, must look after the kids. I got out there, forgot I had children. Yeah. And my friend and I was going, I'm going to do a sea drop. No, I've done three in a row. And I'm like, where are the kids? And we
I remember that.
Face down in the foam pit they were. They're fine.
Yeah.
Safe.
No problem.
No problem at all. But it's so much fun. And you play dance music.
Yeah.
So it's basically going clubbing in the day.
Absolutely. We actually built it for the adults. You know, there's an excuse that it's for kids, but it's not. It's for the grown-ups.
I love seeing the dads here. The dads really make me laugh. You can see them the first 5 minutes, they are going at it.
Oh,
these guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're using the trampolines on the walls. They're like, they're really trying. And then after 5 minutes, you see them really slow down, going,
yeah.
Inwardly, they're going, I am not as fit as I thought I was.
You're not 17 anymore.
Even when you are 17, I remember one of the most humiliating experiences of my life was at my sister's, I think it was second or third birthday party on her bouncy castle. I was doing forward somersaults. Fine, doing those. Got a bit cocky. Thought, I'm going to do a backwards one. Yes, I am. I didn't do the full rotation. I landed on my head. My chin cracked my own sternum.
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
At a children's birthday party.
That's impressive.
I was winded. I couldn't compete for weeks.
What kind of bandage did you have to have put on?
More of a face one, just so people didn't know my identity.
Yeah. I'm better than good. I'm brilliant.
This sound, Sarah, means we must move on.
Right.
We need to have another rummage in your bag.
Well, let me see what I can find. Oh yes, the good old faithful handwritten diary. Not many people have one of these anymore because they put everything in their iPhone.
That's me.
It's a thing of beauty.
Oh, what's that that's just popped out? Oh, complimentary makeover. See, you can tuck things in there.
My phone's never given me a single makeover.
No.
Diary 1, iPhone 0.
I love having a diary. Everyone thinks I'm outdated, but I love it. I would not be without it.
Did you ever keep a diary, as in Dear Diary, when you were younger?
Not for a whole year. I think I had good intentions of starting and then kind of gave up.
My 5-year-old daughter has started her first diary, which she's written secret messages.
Oh!
And do you read it?
I do. I'm
Jess, secret.
I'm totally... What's the word? What's
intruding?
Totally intruding on my 5-year-old's privacy. But oh my God, it's brilliant. There's confessions of who she wants to marry. There are accounts of the wrongs done to her by her 2-year-old brother that day. It's hilarious.
I remember finding my next sister Down's little diary when she was about 5 or 6. And of course I had a look.
Of course. Be rude not
sorry,
to.
Sorry, babe. And, and I looked in and entry number 1 was, to D, Charlotte was horrid to me. And then there was a full stop. Again, full stop. I put it to one side because it was hurtful, actually. So you've got to, we've all got two. You're about to have 3, Sarah.
I know. What possessed me?
Do they get on well?
They're good. I mean, they bicker like kids do, but they're only 5 and 4. So they're still at the age where they play together. At the moment, we're quite good at having control over them. Where they're going, what they're doing. If we don't like it, we stop it. But then it's when they grow up and they have their freedom and then you have to trust that they're making the right decisions. That's the bit I'm scared scared about?
I remember when I had my first daughter and my mum looked after her for the first time for an hour, I think. And I, of course, came out in hives and was terrified. She said, I don't know what to do. Yeah, she's had four children. She probably does.
She'll be okay.
But she said to me, Charlotte, this is what it feels like. And she said, imagine now someone's strapped your baby seat to the back of a motorbike with some irresponsible boy on the front and drove her off. How would you feel? And I would obviously die.
Yeah.
And she said, that's what it's going to feel like forever. She said, that's how I feel about all of you girls. Why don't you date Disha? No, I'd love it if you had a boyfriend with a motorbike. She used to ride a motorbike. She's such a wild woman. We spend a lot of time worrying about little piffling stuff because actually that's all there is to worry about. And we're actually incredibly lucky that that's all there is to worry about.
I think the most important thing to worry about in life is spiders.
Oh, no.
And are there spiders a gravity force?
No.
Good. Because I went to a gym the other day where they let kids in to run around, and I have a thing about spiders.
Me
I mean,
too. We share that.
Oh, it's awful. But I was in a foam pit and this absolute monster just crawled over
alive.
My foam.
Oh,
alive?
Oh,
they can't crawl when they're dead, Sarah.
God. Oh, my God.
So I was like, children, we're leaving! Spiders aren't great. Is it wrong that I'm already worried about September?
Me too. In fact, when we buy our next house, one of the things I'll be asking, which I did ask in the last house, is if they have many spiders. I think it's an important question.
If it's going to affect your quality of life, yes.
Which it will.
Which way does it face? Do you have many spiders?
Yeah, I have never known so many spiders as the ones we've got in our house, and the big ones that look like they're lifting up a skirt and running.
Yeah, I hate those ones.
It's like that hideous scuttle, isn't it, towards you?
Yeah.
As if to say, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Towards
you.
What is this myth? They're scared of you. They are not. They're going to take you down.
Yeah. I remember that other one where you had that yellow top on, and I was like, love the top. And you were like, lovely top. Very stressful morning.
It's not just you who likes it.
Crawling up it.
The corner of your eye.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah.
The frightening thing was, Jess, I didn't glimpse it. It had been there for some time.
Oh, God.
So I'd done the laundry. Another reason to not launder. So I'd taken the laundry downstairs. It must have been in there. Made breakfast. Turned around and my little girl went, Mummy, what is that on your jumper? And I looked down and on my left breast, people, it was fondling me. I was being assaulted. By a spider that covered the entirety of the boob.
Hideous.
And it was crawling towards my face.
Hideous.
For a snog.
At speed! So the problem is, this was a round neck jumper, so I tried to knock it off. I was playing like an air guitar. It wouldn't get off, and it was a tight neck, so I couldn't just rip it off.
Over the head.
I went over the head with my jumper, thereby creating a yellow funnel directly to my face.
Oh, no, for it to fall into.
For it to fall into
your dark hair.
So then I went upside down, shook, and it landed on the floor. And for the spider lovers amongst you, I won't tell you what happened next, but needless to say, the spider won't be climbing my jumper again.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, but have you passed the phobia onto your kids?
Because I have.
I try not to.
I have tried my best not to. And in fact, when my daughter was at preschool, they used to get spiders, and there are photos of her holding.
I hope you left that school.
These enormous spiders. I mean, it was pretty hideous. She was fine with them. But she's now absorbed my fear of them. And now my 2-year-old, his most said phrase at the moment is, spider, scary.
Such truth from that child.
I mean, it really is out of the mouths of babes.
I know, true. I know someone who has trained their children to love spiders so that they can deal with them for them.
Good idea.
I know, missing a trick. So I try really hard not to have that frightened voice. Because of that, I actually realised how much I loved my children when I opened the door once. My little girl was in the back, and from the door fell onto her face a spider, and with my bare hands I reached out, grabbed it and threw it away. It was a big spider.
That is love.
It was a moment of realisation. I'm taking responsibility and I've put myself second. I could have been killed.
My mother made a confession to me that when I was a newborn there was a massive spider in the house, and she apparently spent an hour waiting for my dad to come home from work, standing on the sofa screaming while I was just left on the floor.
Where did you get your phobia from?
I just don't know where this came from.
I was once being held hostage by a spider in Devon. And I was trying to get out of a bathroom, and it was in the doorway, so of course there was a standoff. And I waited. My dad eventually came in to find where I'd gone, took the spider, and he went, "Why were you in the bath?" I went, "Because they can't get into the bath." And he went, "No, Charlotte, they can't get out of the bath." And I was like, "Oh my God! I was in mortal danger!"
I often think, if there was a bathtub full of spiders, could I sit in it for £1 million? When you watch I'm a Celebrity, I couldn't do half the challenges for £1 million.
I'd have to have a general anaesthetic.
Let's keep the fear. It's a healthy fear.
It's healthy. Self-preservation. Yeah. I went to school with a guy who was scared of bananas.
Really?
Literally. Yeah. He was properly frightened of them. And so, mean little kids that we were. We used to actually fashion a kind of lion's mane out of the peel. We'd sort of peel it back and chase him round, roaring at him with this banana. Or we'd draw scary faces on the banana and chase him with that.
Superstitions, do you have any of those?
All of them, loads. Yeah. Licking your finger with magpies.
Oh, yeah. Would you lick your finger?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I've heard so many that I have to do all of them now. I have to say good morning with some magpie, lick my finger and salute it. Oh, please don't tell me anymore, because 3 is quite enough.
Oh, no. They're so indulged, magpies, aren't they?
Yeah.
God, they're attention seekers. Them and ladders.
Yeah.
And the 3 drains. Sometimes if you're with the children, it's a little bit annoying because you think, I don't really want to push them across the 3 drains because that's a little bit unfair.
No, I have a thing. Every time I say goodnight to my children, we have, I mean, it's a pretty long script of verse which I need to recite every time I say goodnight to her now. And I can't go to bed unless I've done that.
Really?
And
come
she
on,
won't let me
do
go
the
to
verse.
Bed. It is, sweet dreams, God bless, I love you, night, night. You shine in my heart, see you in the middle of the night, see you in the morning light. And that's what we have to say every time. It started off just by good night.
Which was really to the point.
It really was succinct. Said what needed to be said.
Yeah.
Gary Boyder.
That is the sound that tells us we must move on. It's the signal, Sarah. We have to find your final item in your bag.
We have some lists. Now we have a couple of lists here. The small list was my shopping list for yesterday's chicken soup, which I hasten to add was edible and quite enjoyable. For a first attempt, took a photo of it, sent it to my mum.
Brilliant.
And then the second list is the baby list.
Ooh, and baby list!
Love the baby list.
Some things are already ticked on it, but do you ever find that if something's not on a list but you've done it, you write it on the list just to tick it off?
Oh, yes. Yeah, all the time.
Yes.
Why would you miss out on that satisfaction?
It's so satisfying.
Yes.
So I was looking over this list the other day and realised that the change table and drawers, which have been purchased, weren't on the list. So of course I added them to the list and then ticked them off.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah.
Overachieving.
May I have a look?
You may.
So this is your list of things to do before your baby is born,
sure,
in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure there should be a few more ticks on there.
So you've had a bit of a gap, haven't you, between number 2 and number 3.
So everything has gone.
I was going to say.
A little bit annoying.
But you can do the nice upgrade.
Quite exciting.
You know? Because everything's a bit sort of natty and tatty for the second.
I can't kind of thought, if it's been through two children already with car seats, vomit and all the rest of it, it's not really fair to put the third one through that. We'll just start again.
I mean, you should see the state of my son's cot. I mean, it was a hand-me-down from my nephew, first of all. Then my daughter had it, and now my son has had it. The first two that went through it were absolutely fine. My son, I'm not joking, it's like a little beaver has been living in there. He's managed to kind of nibble a sort of trench.
Is he trying to get out?
It is. It's like the Great Escape. We go in there and he's got bits of wood stuck between his teeth as he's been nibbling the sides of the cot.
How long do you keep him in there for?
Yes, no, she's here. We're securing her.
You'll be
back next week.
Fine. Yeah, don't
I've
worry.
I've left some cheese straws in and a potty.
You'll be fine.
Do you know what? This is probably something, if we were an older generation, they'd be having this chat without irony. People, yeah, the way people talk, yeah, oh, you were fine, I left you for days. You went out for full three-course dinners and came back and you'd actually cleaned the house. It was fine. Yeah. Children need to learn. How do you feel baby number three is going to fit into your lifestyle?
Maybe I'm lulling myself into a false sense of security, but I actually feel that number three will be easier than the gap I had with the first two, because it was a 16-month gap.
Wow.
So I was pregnant with my second when my oldest was 7 months, and then obviously we were doing the business. So I'm actually convincing myself this is going to be fine.
I feel like I need a little lie down after that last sentence.
Yes, let's. Well, you're capable. Yeah. You look after us.
You know, they'll both be at school. I keep telling myself, I think I'm forgetting how hard the sleepless nights are. I'm excited to meet this little one because I don't know whether I'm having a boy or a girl.
Speaking of superstition,
the wedding ring, done the heartbeat, done the genital nub theory on the scan.
Sorry, can you just go over that?
So this is, basically they say the angle of the dangle.
Love it.
And it is, if it's a clear 12-week scan, you can work out what the sex is, supposedly. So if the nub is horizontal, it's said to be a girl. If it's at a slight angle, it's said to be a boy.
But isn't this funny, where we all kind of theorise, and I spent both of my pregnancies frantically dangling my wedding ring over my bum, and my husband was like, you could have just asked at the scan.
Yeah, I know.
That's what medical advances are for.
Do you know, because I like the surprise.
I found out with both of mine, and everyone said, oh, what about the surprise? And I always said, I think there's going to be enough surprises on that day. Childbirth, for one, will
it's
be
so
quite
true.
The shock.
By the time it gets to the second, and particularly the third, you just kind of go with it, I think. You can just enjoy the whole process a lot more because you don't have any expectations.
You spend a lot of time with the first, well, I did, reading books
and
comparing how badly I was doing to what the book said should have been happening.
Your baby should be asleep now with a full stomach. Mine's screaming and it's just thrown up.
I'm using mine as a toast plate. That's cool, right? Is that in chapter three?
Also, trying to pretend that life is continuing as normal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let becoming a mother change me. And it's ridiculous. And you sort of drive yourself crazy. I mean, I remember I did my first interview when my daughter was 6 weeks old and she came with me in the papoose. So I interviewed this woman with my newborn. I mean, she clearly thought I was mad. I was sort of sitting there, you know, bags everywhere. That's just the ones under my eyes. When I had my second, it was really nice to just think, you know what? Life will continue. The world will keep turning. Just going to enjoy some time off with my baby.
I think what you've done, Sarah, is to actually do a business that you can legitimately bring your children to and it not be orcs.
Yeah.
Because I remember bringing my son in to meet my colleagues after I had him, and I remember sitting in the car and sort of taking deep breaths before I went in and going, please don't do a poo. Whatever you do, don't do a poo. In that situation, in the fashion industry, the two just don't really mix.
And your colleagues, they don't want to see the baby.
They
don't. They're busy. They don't want some smelly person in or the baby.
Exactly.
Everyone's done the whole great baby. Everyone's gone back to their emails. Stop. Time for me to go.
You're wasting my time, Mummy.
We've run out of time. It's been so much fun talking to you.
Oh, it's been great.
Thank you, Sarah, for having us here.
You are welcome.
Can we have a little bounce before we go?
You certainly can. I have an array of socks for you to choose
from. Oh, you do. A smorgasbord.
See?
How has your experience been on Handbags at Dawn, Sarah?
Fab. Just a girly chat.
Just a girly chat.
Yeah.
Massive microphones.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more about Gravity Force, they have a website.
Yes, we do. www.gravityforce.co.uk.
And I believe you're on Twitter as well, aren't you? We are on Twitter too, as chance would have it. We are at Handbags Podcast, and we're the same on Instagram. You can go there and see an array of pictures of us with various animals, actually, recently, for some reason.
It's like a pet special.
So all that remains for us to do is say thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to our show
if you fancy it. We'd love to arrive in your inbox every week. That sounds so rude. We will speak to you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love cracking now.
Yeah, you can.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.